This has been a collection of 3 days, and I hope that you guys will enjoy every bit of it. Thank you so much for enduring this journey with me and openly celebrating life with me and the pursuit of happiness. This is your local hood hippie extraordinaire. Thank you so much for coming for another episode. Release. Release. I repeat, release the emotion you have attached to money. Release the attachment of the emotion that you have placed upon cotton and ink. I repeat, release the emotion you have attached to that green money. Baby, I promise you, you will see the light. You will see that money is just a tool. Just like everything else in your life, that is a tool, that is a teacher. Learn, learn, learn. Stay teachable. Stay fundamentally aware of you, because you are the only one you need to be aware of. And everything else just falls in place. Bye! Days always seem to fade into the night. The nights fade into the days. Sometimes I wonder why I chose this time. I believe I know, and I believe I figured it out. And then something happens, and I can't explain what it is. It's like a brush with fate, a brush with reality, a brush with destiny. And then it all fades away. And it's something that I've been plagued with for a long time. And it's something that I always will probably work on. The mastery of this is something I do not know. And I wish that I could dissect it and sit on top and observe it. But for me, it's something that I can't dissect too much because I don't understand it. So I feel like this ceremony is going to open that level of pain and that level of hurt up for me to look at, because it's something that I don't know how to dissect right now. So it's something that I will have to learn in medicine and in ceremony and sit with some master teachers and maybe do some more sacred geometry healing and work out all the kinks that I have yet to work out. And yeah, that's it. When you stuff the monsters really down low, where no one can find them, they always come back. They always find their way home. Make sure you take care of those monsters. Make sure you take care of the demons. Make sure you nurture. Make sure you know better before you do.
again. Things are wild. This life is very full of lessons and opportunities to be taught these fucking lessons. Make sure you're not on the receiving end of the lesson every single time. Sometimes it hurts. Sometimes you don't even realize you are in a lesson. Sometimes you don't even realize that you're supposed to be brave and you're supposed to be strong. Sometimes you don't realize those things until it's too late and you spend your time not knowing that you were supposed to go left instead of right. Make sure you're prepared to understand the lesson before you let that energy in motion take flight.
Your pain is your poetry. Your pain is your poetry. It's like I'm supposed to process the shadow into poetry so you can see the beauty in it. But it's so hard because when I try to do it, it all resurfaces, and then collective trauma resurfaces, and it's like all of it weighing down on me all at once, and it's so aggressive, and I didn't prepare myself for it to be so aggressive and overwhelming. I thought for sure that I had done a lot of work, and that I guess I thought that I could handle it, but I guess I wasn't processing it correctly, and just channeling it and keeping it up top is not what I'm supposed to do. I know I'm supposed to write it or podcast it. So I guess I'll probably, you know, have to start writing a lot more because this is very overwhelming to allow my pain to be my poetry and to fully like embody it and clearly understand it and be able to process it and release it as it's supposed to be to help the collective with this resurfacing trauma that's happening. It's fucking crazy, you guys, that You think you know, but you have fucking no idea. kind of a situation. But until you actually do what you're supposed to do, it will haunt you and hurt you, instead of being beauty. So here's to cheersing to writing and processing and transmuting, for this beautiful alchemy that is happening within. And I love you all very, very much. And I just want to say thank you so much to one of my sweet sisters for always being there, you know, and always helping me when my earthly self feels like it's drowning. This is... You're just a lifesaver, for helping me in this super weird phase of expression and creation and devotion to myself. Because that's what this is truly about and honoring is this devotion to myself and to rising above all of the pain and the trauma so I can help process for others. Because if not, then mine just resurfaces and I don't use it correctly. So that's where I am right now on that realization and the knowing and the thanking and the being grateful for all that is and all that was and everyone and who they are. Thank you. I'm so grateful right now for everything for it all for the day. I'm going to go walk one more lap around this track and then probably head back to my house. But it's the best time for me to process. I'm getting some really good information that I need to be very patient with myself, but also be very holding myself accountable to get this stuff out so it doesn't plague me and fester into my everyday life here and my journey here. Thank you for coming back to hang out with me through this weird fucking resurfacing of the trauma. Bye. I love you for all that you are. I love you for all that you are becoming. I love you for all of your experiences, and I love you for everything that you've ever done. My higher self tells me these things all the time. My higher self tells me that I need to be patient with myself. I need to be kind to myself, and I need to give myself the unconditional love that I bestow upon this planet. I don't see love as I don't see love like a lot of people. I endlessly love, and I give it and I give it and I give it, and I do now in return receive unconditional love that's so beautiful, so freeing, and so giving. And I see it in the mirrored reflections of everyone around me. It's the most beautiful and most uplifting thing to have those reflective people right in front of you that just show you exactly what you give to others. It's purely magic, and I'm so beyond grateful for everything, all the lessons. My higher self's been telling me a lot lately that I have all the patience in the world for everyone. I let everyone do at their own time, at their own pace, without the hurry, hurry, hurry. And I don't give that to myself. I constantly am telling myself that I need to figure it out, but in all actuality, I have everything figured out. I just know nothing. And so I need to be patient so I can acquire something. Yeah. Wise words from my higher self bestowed upon me and given to you. Love you. So I sit down with my sister and brother to talk about my goals and what I want to retain and obtain to get me to my final and ultimate goal, which for me, my final ultimate goal is New Mexico, living on sustainable land that I have a community on that helps battered women and children kind of like restart their lives and kind of learn how to do that through working the land and finding their peace like I found my peace. And kind of being able to share that with others, because New Mexico for me was where I experienced the worst physical manifestation of abuse and self-hate. And so I want to go back there and serve. And so I talked with my brother and sister about the things that I needed to do to, you know, get to that ultimate goal. And man, I feel so grateful to have chosen this path. And I keep hearing, you know, my wise teachers telling me, while they're, you know, while I listen to this music and when I totally space into our time together and channel and receive these messages, I see just the beauty of divine timing and the beauty and the healing and the magic that it truly is, because I get to start working with people that that ultimately they want to end up in New Mexico, and they have all these dreams, you know, of an alpaca farm. And alpacas are so good for mental health, for your health in general. And I want to end up in New Mexico, and I want to make a difference, because I know that's where I'm called to be, and I'm called to go there to rise of the divine feminine, to really take care and hold space for, you know, individuals, that are lost and that need help. This is my goal. This is my plan to, while I'm here, you know, learn every bit of how to sustain land and how to live completely just on it, and how to build a community to be able to help the rise of all of that trauma and all that hurt to that alchemy of the pain, because that's how you know, in my journey, that's how I grew, was through that pain. And I want people to experience that. You know, when I was locked up, I met women that I just know that things could have been different for them had they just had been nurtured and loved and spoke to with grace, and people that, you know, the mental health that lacks the care for the mental health, the war on conscious, you know, the mental health is just so fucked because that's what it's how they thrive. And so my goals and my dreams are for the betterment of the collective, the betterment of, you know, waking up the divine within, waking up the love within. And that's truly just the message, you know, I want to get out there is, you know, my ultimate goal in the end is to end up there. I have these teachers that are going to teach me how to do these things and show me the ways, and they want to teach me, and I'm so grateful because I know that my ultimate goal is lining up with what I'm doing, what I'm setting in motion to do, and how grateful universe I am for all the gifts that you're giving me. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I really am manifesting all the great things to help this planet in the way that I can help, the way that I am supposed to help, the way I'm drawn to help, that sacred heart, that unconditional love. That's what I'm here to do. I'm here to find that in all things. And I see that now, and to learn all the tools and the modalities that go with that, and to have these wise teachers that step in for me just when I need, and feed me their knowledge and give me their grace and show me mercy. I am just but a baby into my path, and I am so beyond blessed for the souls that have been drawn upon me and to me. And I thank my divine guides and angels that are always protecting and always surrounding me. Thank you, thank you, thank you, because I am moving through this timeline with so much grace, you guys, so much gratitude. I love this timeline that I'm on, and I'm grateful, and I ask that the universe just continue to let me rise so strong and within my faith into this beautiful, beautiful timeline that's being created for me, being mapped out. It's always been there. I'm falling into the path, and I'm so grateful. Thank you, thank you, thank you. So I have a ceremony this weekend, and I am going to be sitting with Mama Aya with my vision, for what I want for my future, for what that means for my children, for what that means for my ancestors. I see a calling back to New Mexico because My great great grandmother was a full blood Apache Indian woman, and she didn't sign the roll. She wouldn't. She refused. So I feel a calling back to that area because of the Apache reservation, Mescalero over there. I feel just a calling because I feel that's a home place for me. I got broken down to such a degree that I knew I could never be beat. I will always rise above. I will always win no matter what. And that's what New Mexico taught me. It taught me I could get beat up and go to jail. I could do all these things and still survive. So I see so much grace, and I'm so very lucky to be able to sit with Mama Aya this weekend and show her exactly what I want, and show her exactly what I need, to fulfill this lifelong blessing, this lifelong journey. And I want to share this with my children. I want them to be a part of this. I want them, they are survivors also. They are victorious. They are reigning above. My son was just asked, formally invited to join this baseball company, the Legends. My son was formally invited to join this baseball team. And my son is such a good baseball player. He's a fucking lefty, you guys. He's a lefty pitcher, and he can throw at 60 miles per hour. I mean, he's just killing the game. And these are all children surviving. My daughter, she's thriving. She's finally come out of this bubble she was in and scared to just really be who she was and who she is and who she's developing into and this woman she's becoming from this little girl. She's blossoming, and and just all of the grace that has been shown to all of us. I want to be able to help them see the benefits in helping the collective rise above and giving everyone that fair chance and giving everyone the fair chance, the tools, the right mind to do these things. That's what I'm doing right now. I'm working with a man that is a financial advisor. He teaches this. I can't be so more grateful because I've been so careless with money. It just disappears. I spend it so fast because I'm a giver. And I spend my money because it's just fucking money. And I don't see it how everyone else sees it, as a feast. I see it as a tool to get things for people, and I see it as a tool for, a future of brighter days. I don't see it as a have to sickness. And I think that's why I have someone that can teach me how to be patient with it and to let it be something so I can manifest something greater than myself. And that is the gift I am bestowed upon to give upon to you guys, and that is helping the divine feminine collective, that divine masculine boy that had to watch stuff that he should not have had to seen, that tells him that what is right and what is wrong, and a little girl that will know what is right and what is wrong, and that will teach others how to heal from these things and to help people grow. This is what I want to sit with Mama Aya on and just, hear what she has to say and what I can do and help me further myself in this dream. I have this divine partner within myself that is ready to grow. She's given me the heart to keep fighting. She's my higher self, and she tells me all the time how beautiful I am. And she reminds me of the reflection that I have in front of me within everyone that is around me and all the grace and the mercy that's being shown around me. I am being able to see what I've given all these times. It's just so beautiful to see the reflection, the mirrored image of who you are and the love that you have to give. It's such a divine message of alchemy and of peace and of always growing and evolving into something more and something greater than what you were before. I am so grateful to be here, you guys. I love you so much. That was a lot, I'm sure, but I am just ready for ceremony. I'm going to bring you another episode dedicated directly and completely and wholeheartedly for ceremony, because this is such a big one for me. This is such a big one for me, you guys. I get to sit with my vision with Mama. I get to sit with my vision to help, to serve. I love you guys. Thank you for joining me and hanging out with me and always being here to love me back. Bye. I'll be back. Guys, thank you so much for sitting with me. I love you all so very much. I will see you on the next episode of the Psychonauts Mirror with your local hood hippie extraordinaire. And the next time we meet up, you guys, we'll be in ceremony. So be prepared for all of the amazing magic and amazing healing that comes out of it. Bye, guys.